Editor. Amusing that Peter Quinn, February 24, almost laughed at my February 3 letter, water versus development. Laughter's good for the soul. I wonder how much he'll be laughing during stage 4 restrictions again this summer. Gardeners and produce growers won't be laughing. The fire department won't be laughing either. Perhaps Mr. Quinn doesn't understand the risk that a stage 4 poses to our community in the event of a major fire? This myopic viewpoint also causes him to reject any new development for affordable housing. Progress on both these issues has been stuck in a bureaucratic quagmire for at least the last 8 years of previous administrations. I'm sure the RCMP, medical practitioners and other needed services aren't laughing when potential new employees reject Seashelt due to a lack of affordable housing. Similarly, Terry McCarter and Ross Muirhead make mock of Mayor Henderson's attempt to lessen the water shortage. Dusty Road is hardly a radical idea and one which could be quickly implemented. Drifting aimlessly along, endlessly waiting for staff to deal with the problem is not a solution. Almost 2 years ago, the SCRD got approval to borrow $7.25 million for the cost of water meter installations, which was touted to save as much as 40% of water consumption. Problem solved, one might think. Where are the meters? Has the contractor been hired yet for the installation? Or is this now a 2024 or 2025 project? How much will the AAP-approved loan be short of the final bill? Mayor Henderson wants to get things done. Now. I have a little insight into Dusty Road location. 7 years ago, frustrated with the SCRD progress on water, expensive shrubbery dying, I had a well drilled on my property, roughly 300 meters downstream of the Dusty Road site. Excellent volume of water and professionally tested as fully potable. It's possible Mr. Quinn ingested some of it since we donated truckloads to struggling gardeners and produce growers. Now that would be a laughing matter. Jeff White, Seashelt.